Good day, I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Tuesday, August 9. Coming up, Tourism Minister reports record arrivals in July, Jamaica completes biennial update report, and plea bargaining act to be amended. The details after the break.
Students 16 to 18 years old, listen up.
After fifth form, we're next.
The Career Advancement Program, CAP.
The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information offers 2 additional years of training to prepare you for higher learning and the job market.
Free tuition available at more than 100 institutions island-wide in partnership with the HireTrust NTA, National Youth Service, Registered Apprenticeship Program, Jamaican Foundation for Lifelong Learning.
For more information and to register, go to moey.gov.jm.
Call 9679020 or 9677802 or email cap@moey.gov.jm.
Now the news. Jamaica recorded its highest ever number of visitors for the month of July this year, with over 200,000 tourists vacationing in the island in that month. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett says the increase is a clear indication of the outstanding performance of the tourism sector this summer, adding that Jamaica remains on track for record arrivals this year.
It indicates that this is the strongest summer that we would have had, which means we are on track to top the $2.5 billion that were earned last year, and we're definitely on track to possibly make 4 million arrivals this year.
The tourism minister credits the increase in arrivals to strong marketing and new strategies for the promotion of Jamaica as a preferred destination. He says Jamaica's air connectivity and entertainment packages are also appealing to tourists. The United States and Europe continue to be Jamaica's strongest markets. Minister Bartlett will be leading a team to Canada at the end of this month to meet with travel partners and other tourism stakeholders in an effort to boost arrivals from that destination. Jamaica is among the first set of countries in the Caribbean to complete its biennial update report, BUR. The submission to be presented to Cabinet this week contains information on the country's greenhouse gas emissions, actions to be taken to reduce these emissions, the amount of financial or technical support that will be required, and information on support already received. The initial report was presented by Project Director of the BUR, Clifford Malong, at a function in Kingston recently. Jamaica received $352,000 in funding to prepare its report. The proposal was prepared by the United Nations Development Programme in collaboration with the Meteorological Service and the Environment and Risk Management Division of the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation. The document is one of the reporting requirements for developing countries that are parties to the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change. Changes are to be made to the Criminal Justice Plea Negotiations and Agreement Act in a bid to increase the pace at which justice is delivered to Jamaicans. The act allows persons accused of crimes to plead guilty and give testimony or information in return for a reduced sentence. Justice Minister Delroy Chuck says the amendments will, among other things, allow for the defense counsel to be part of the plea bargaining process and to negotiate with the prosecutor and judge regarding the sentence to be imposed.
If the accused participated via his defense counsel, and he knows that if he's convicted, a sentence is in excess of 10 or 15 years. Mm. And he knows that his defense counsel could bargain with the prosecutor before the judge and get 5 years instead of 10 years. Mm. There's a real likelihood that he may accept.
The justice minister says the interests of the victim and public will be taken into consideration. And 9 children from communities in St. Catherine have received assistance in their back-to-school preparations through the Poverty Alleviation and Empowerment Foundation, PAEF. The students from Davis Old Harbor and Old Harbor Bay Primary Schools were recently presented with grants totaling $135,000 by the PAEF. Executive Director of the Foundation, Pauline Gregory Lewis, says the main goal of the organization is to contribute to community development.
This year, though, what we decided to do, we went into 2 schools that we don't have a breakfast program there, but we just decided to kind of spread the thing a little this year.
Mrs. Gregory Lewis says the foundation has committed to assisting the students as long as they maintain a B+ average. Last year, 4 grants totaling $60,000 were provided to students from the Macaulay and Old Harbor Primary Schools. PAEF is a not-for-profit organization established in 2014 with a mandate to empower vulnerable persons in St. Catherine. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.